Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is so pleased to be your loyal host. I tell you what, it's Power Friday, and so we've got to give you some more power. We're going to be empowering us. You hear what I'm saying now. We will be empowering us, each other, to do some good things on this earth. You know, a lot of times people have that big question, you know, why am I here? What is my purpose? Well, while we are in the process of trying to narrow that down to a specific, let's also, you know, in the meantime, deal with a general, just a general idea, a general concept of why we're here. And that is to do good, to do as much good as possible for as many as possible. And that, or I should say, as many as feasible, because we don't want to, you know, bite off more than we can chew, even in the name of good. You know, we don't want to, well, there's really no need to just burn ourselves out doing good even and get to the point where we're just not able to help other people for the next several months because we burned ourselves out first few months. No, we got to get that rest when we need it, so that we can be alive and well to continue to do good. So we talk about different ways that we build on this program. We talk about encouraging the celebration of diversity. I know that a lot of people are very, very passionate about doing what they can to get people to hate diversity. And of course, when we talk diversity, we all know it. Even if only on a subconscious level, we know we're talking about the various ethnicities of humanity, the various ethnicities of mankind. Isn't it interesting that you rarely hear people take a look at, say, the diversities of flowers and become passionate about working hard and working persistently to turn people against the diversities of flowers? You have all those beautiful, gorgeous colors of flowers. And isn't it interesting that very often people, if they had their choice, many would prefer to have a diversity of flowers, a diversity of plant life, adding color to their yards, if they could, year round. And not just green. I mean, green is a nice color, but a lot of us have green, and that's about all we have year-round. Green. A lot of people would love to have some yellows and purples in their yard and have some pinks and reds and greens in their yard and have this diversity of colors in the yard all year round. We can be looking at the TV and looking at wildlife and, oh, don't let us be looking at a video or a book that has pictures of all these different kinds of birds. And from childhood into our adulthood, there's something about seeing the diverse array of colors of all those birds. The brown robin, the red cardinal, the blue jay, the birds that have the red chest area with green on the back. How about the parakeets? All those different colors of birds. What about that pink flamingo? We can be looking at all these pictures of all these various colors of birds, the diversity of birds, different sizes, different shapes, different colors. Man, we really love those colors. How often do we hear anyone spending time or energy trying to turn people against the diversity of birds? Now, I know that a lot of people say, well, yeah, but, you know, a lot of those birds don't try to hurt us. Have you noticed that most of the time when people make hatred of diversity an issue, the people that they work so hard to harm have never tried to harm them? I mean, you'll have an instance here and an instance there, but the whole race, a whole race of people It just doesn't happen. It's interesting that with most ethnicities in America, the ethnicity that causes the most problems is one's own ethnicity. Whether we're talking about shootings, whether we're talking about someone being turned on to drugs that ends up devastating their lives, their souls, for some people, their eternities, whether we're talking about incest that just traumatizes someone for some people for life, rape, theft, robberies, you ever notice that most of the activity that does, that causes harm is committed by members of one's own ethnicity? Most of it. So how often do we go about the business of trying to turn everyone against this race, our race, because of what we have done to ourselves? So it's not because that group has done so much to hurt the other group. It usually just has to do with hatred, resentment, jealousy, spitefulness. People just have hatred, hostility, malice in their hearts because of who they are. Very rarely, when it comes to matters of race, do the people whose hearts that are filled with hatred have hearts filled with hatred because of what the other group has done. It has to do, their hatred has says much more about them than it says about the group that they hate. Go back to even the days of slavery, and you see how slave owners were treating slaves. Humans who owned the slaves, how they were treating the humans who were the slaves. Go back to how, not looking at slavery now, but just mistreatment of another group. And not because of what the group has been doing to you, just because of what's in your heart, because of the way your mind, your brain functions. Look at the Nazis and how they treated so many of the Jews during Hitler's day. No, it's usually because of something in the person whose heart is filled with hatred. Their hatred tells us much more about them, and in many cases, even where they came from, than it tells us about the people that they are targeting. For example, one of the stories told about Hitler, and I'm not making any excuses, is that, there are reasons that we are like we are, whether we're basically good people or basically bad people. And there are a lot of people who are basically bad people. However we've turned out, I mean, some people might say, well, no, that serial killer is a good person. There's nothing bad about that person. That serial rapist is really a good person. Okay. I know we can differ on our opinions with that too, but I think that when we look at the Bible talking about many people who are just downright wicked and people who are just evil, people who are just corrupt. I'm just using the language that our Creator uses. And the Creator of all mankind says that there are people who are wicked. The Creator says there are people who are worthless. The Creator says there are people who are evil. So if that's not bad, I don't know what is. And so I would say there are people who are bad, many people all around the world who are just bad people. But you have some people who are basically good people, not necessarily godly, but basically good people. And sometimes those people who turn out bad have come from homes that were just a mess. One of the stories as I was mentioning about Hitler, and again, I'm not making any excuses, but I am explaining, came from an excessively religiously rigid household. He at one time, story goes, was planning to become a Catholic priest. But sometimes excessive rigidity can just turn people in another direction. And again, I'm not making excuses. I'm just explaining. There are no excuses for turning out bad. The research shows that a lot of skinheads turn to that vicious, hostile way of life as a direct result of having come from homes of severe abuse and or neglect. And rather than be angry at the race that caused them the harm, they take their anger out on other races that had nothing to do with the trauma they experienced. Now, did you notice I said they decide to take their anger out against the race that did them harm? Truth be told, it was not the race, and in this case we're talking about skinheads, it was not the white race that did them harm. A few members of the white race did them harm. One parent or both parents. Usually parents are the ones involved. Parents more often than siblings are the ones who perpetrated abuse and or neglect that leads so many of these people to turn to that violent, mean-spirited way of life. But the whole race, even if there were three people in the family abusing, that's still not the whole race. That's nowhere near. You're talking scores of millions of white people who had nothing to do with that abuse that that person who became a skinhead experienced earlier in life. But so often, that's what happens. So isn't it interesting that so many people have experienced abuse at the hands of a few members of their own race? And then they decide that they're going to respond, they're going to react to the abuse they experienced by turning their venom, their viciousness, their hostility, their malice against millions and millions of people who do not have a member who perpetrated the abuse on them. They turn it towards people who, as far as their abuse goes, are innocent. Yeah, and they go out and they spread that poison. They try to recruit as many people as they can to join them in their campaign to make life as miserable as possible for those people of that race or those races. Well, on this program, we try to do the opposite. We try to encourage people. We try to inspire people to truly love across all racial and ethnic lines. We really try to persuade people to see the beauty in celebrating all the diversity of colors of humanity, even more than we would celebrate the diversity of colors of flowers and cats and birds. And even dogs. There's a variety of colors within the dog family, the canine family. If we can get excited when we see those colors, and humans are supposed to be the highest species on earth, if we can celebrate, get excited about, happy about all the various colors of birds and flowers in other parts of God's creation, why can't we celebrate, love humanity in all our diversity? Huey Lewis and the News, the power of love.